Brought to you by Half Fizbin, read by the Muse Calliope. This podfic was originally recorded for the ITPE 2016 exchange for Ellis Fictive. Fandom, check please. Summary: Jack Zimmerman is the new face of the franchise. Unfortunately. Notes for Lady Blah Blah. This is based on a crack convo with my buddy Mel and has less than zero basis in reality. This isn't how NHL corporate partners usually advertise, but shh, join me in the land of suspended disbelief. It's nice here. We have muffins. Always fresh, Jack declares, aiming a pained smile at the camera. Always, Tim Hortons? Dear sweet lord, Lardo crowds in against Biddy's shoulder, jostling for a better view of his laptop. Biddy, Bits, go back, play it again! I can't, it's streaming live, Eric reminds her, still reeling from the embarrassing, endearing sight of Jack Zimmerman, brand new second-line center for the Providence Falconers, trying and failing to look natural while eating a maple log on Canadian network television. Well, he could have told us. The guys were just going to watch the highlight reel tomorrow. They would have totally missed the... Eric cuts himself off, thinking of the extreme discomfort in Jack's eyes as he mimed ordering a coffee at the end of the commercial. Oh... We shouldn't tell anyone about this, Lardo says, sounding more like she's trying to convince herself than anything else. Right? He'd choke himself to death on one of those little jelly donut holes if he knew we'd seen this. Yeah, Eric clears his throat and thinks about Jack's voice. How it's been a little over a week since Eric's had a chance to hear it over the phone. How Jack's accent always gets a little bit round and ridiculous when he's trying too hard to impress someone. The familiar angle of his hair falling into his eyes after he's pushed it back from his forehead. We'll forget all about it. Except maybe... Well, obviously, you and I are going to find a video of it and watch it many, many times. God, Bits! How altruistic do you think I am? Shitty would be so disappointed in us. Biddy sighs, opening a new window to search YouTube. Shitty would have emailed a link to the Swallow by now out of pure adoration and pride. And you know it, Lardo counters. Ooh, oh man, there it is, click it, click it! My body's a machine, and it needs the best fuel possible, says Jack's opening voiceover, in one of the most stilted, awkwardly inflected readings Eric's ever heard in his life. It's a total train wreck, and Eric's whole chest aches with overwhelming fondness. Nothing's ever going to top this as long as we live, Lardo says. As it turns out, she's wrong. Hey there, Jack says, kneeling down on the ice in order to get eye level with a bright-eyed and gap-toothed child actor. The grace and ease of that motion only highlights the seriously impressive badness of his acting. What is wrong?
I'm just sick of getting picked last, Mr. Zimmerman, sighs the kid, looking up at Jack with exaggerated wide-eyed desolation.
The whole setup is unrelentingly cheesy, but Eric has to admit, putting Jack next to a cute kid was a genius move. Let's work on your backhand, Jack says at the end, squeezing the kid's shoulder, before they skate off across the lake together. Eric watches them avidly while the logo for a sporting goods chain appears in the foreground, cooing involuntarily when he sees Jack scoop the kid up into his arms and spin in a wide arc. It's clearly an unscripted moment, and they're both laughing. It's the only time Jack looks even remotely relaxed on camera. Ugh! Eric says, slamming his laptop shut and tossing it dramatically away from himself. Ugh! It's pretty unbelievable, in light of Jack's continuing notoriety at Samwell, that the commercials stay a secret as long as they do. The thing is, Ransom's completely absorbed in his 24 insane credit hours. Holster's completely absorbed with helping Ransom study for midterms. And the team in general seems satisfied enough watching the locally broadcast games and keeping up with the rest of the season through recaps and highlight reels, which, unsurprisingly, feature Jack more often than not. About once a week, though, everyone who's free piles together on the appalling house couch and screams themselves hoarse whenever the camera catches sight of Jack's face through his visor. Once, while Jack is being interviewed after scoring a tie-breaking goal and serving up a gorgeous no-look pass in the second period, they whip themselves into such a frenzy that the lacrosse team ends up calling the campus police on them. But Eric, apparently, is the only one pathetic and lovelorn enough to drink up every single out-of-market Falconer's broadcast like he's dying of thirst. Which is why he's the only one to see the Crest Strips endorsement, the plug for a new set of NHL rookie cards, and the actually kind of devastating shave gel spot, where Jack doesn't talk at all, but instead spends 28 seconds looking apologetically handsome and well-lit while rubbing his stubble in front of a mirror. He's shirtless in that one, and for some mysterious reason appears to be totally hairless below the neck. Eric ends up completely zoning out the next morning in the middle of breakfast with the team. He just cannot get over it. Like, did Jack do the shaving himself? Did someone else do it for him? How far down did they shave exactly? Did they get the happy trail too? How do you even apply for a job shaving impossibly beautiful stomachs all day? Because, Biddy, brah, you've been holding that same bite of pancake on your fork for like 10 minutes, Lardo says, and then crams 4 strips of bacon into her mouth. Eric should have realized it was only a matter of time, but he's still not prepared when Jack's Honda commercial pops up during a local broadcast. "Take your best shot in a Honda," Jack says into the camera at the end of a montage of his flashiest goals, interspersed with quick cuts of a CRV doing spirals over ice. "Holy balls," Dex sounds reverent. "Did I just see that? Did that just happen? In real life?" Nursey rolls his head back to gaze at the ceiling. I feel like my existence didn't mean anything until this moment."
I thought he did a fine job,"
Chowder pipes up loyally. "He sounded fine. Very, Canadian?" Dex offers. Ransom makes a horrified noise.
"You take that back!"
"It's like he's forgotten how human language works," says Shitty's voice from Lardo's computer,
his delight palpable even over their shaky Skype connection.
"Take your best shot in a Honda!"
Eric groans. "Y'all now, come on!"
"Take your best shot in a Honda!" Lardo tries, nailing Jack's accent and inexplicable scansion perfectly, and the whole group erupts into hysterics.
Jack calls Eric the next morning, catching him just as he's leaving for class. "Give it to me straight, Biddle," he says, in a determined and fatalistic tone that makes him sound like he's about to be shipped off to war. "How bad was it?"
"Jack, I have no idea what you mean. You played great, especially with the..."
"Biddle." Eric sighs, slipping outside and leaning against the porch railing.
"It was fine. You did good, I promise. It wasn't that bad."
"Did all of the guys see?"
They thought it was great too," Eric says,
and Jack answers him with a derisive silence.
"Okay, so maybe get ready to be chirped about it for a while. But so what? You're playing amazing, Jack. That's all that matters."
"I'm just so bad at it," Jack says it softly, like it's a profound confession.
I just wish I wasn't so bad at it."
Eric squeezes his eyes shut, and thinks he's never hated the distance separating them quite this intensely before.
"Oh, Jack, honey, look, it's not your thing, and that's just fine. You're great at lots of stuff, you know? You're great at your job, which is the most important part of all of this anyway. The other stuff is just benefits.
Jack snorts and Eric grins to himself. Well, not benefits, I suppose, if you're miserable about it. Can't you just stop taking endorsements? George says it's important for me to construct a healthy public image this early on, and I agree, but it's only... Jack heaves a sharp, heavy sigh, and Eric can clearly picture the way his big shoulders would shift, and the somber scrunch of his forehead. I just wish they wouldn't keep asking me. I don't understand why. There are guys on my team who are so much better at it. Gordo's Timmy's commercial has been running in 3 different markets for 5 years, but they still... Zimmerman, your goalie might be great at selling donuts, but he hasn't got a face like yours, Eric says, and then collapses right down onto the porch steps, appalled at himself. I mean, well, it's not a huge surprise, is all. It can't, Jack coughs. That can't be the only reason, anyway. Your fans love you, Eric says, hastily skimming over the issue. It's probably a little embarrassing, but it's good, too. People want to see more of you. Yes, but I wish they just wanted to see me play hockey, instead of seeing me pretend to shave. Tabarnak. Oh, you know, I have a question about the shaving one. How much of your hair did they actually... Bye, Jack says, and hangs up while Eric's busy laughing. Have a good day, Biddle. He texts less than a minute later, and Eric glows with warmth, even as the cold wind cuts through his hoodie. He is about to put his phone away and head to class when his text alert chirps again. It's getting chilly out, by the way. I hope you brought a better coat and good boots this year. Let me know, please. You know, I didn't do anything to deserve this, Eric complains to the universe in general. He aims a vicious kick at a chunk of ice on the house lawn, wincing when it sends a stab of pain through his 2 thin boots. I'm a good boy. I've been to church, even. I've never cheated and used a store-bought pie crust in my whole life. Shitty makes it back to Samwell for Thanksgiving, which is fantastic enough to take some of the sting out of the fact that Jack is still on the West Coast, recovering from a doubleheader. Some of it. Eric's just glad he decided to make 3 kinds of potato dishes is all, because he suspects he's going to need the comfort carbs. Lookin' swall, itty-bitty, Shitty says warmly, scooping him up in a massive hug and spinning him around until he squeaks. Whoa, would you look at that thing? I leave for a few months and suddenly it's booty-pocalypse now. Eric flushes happily. Stop! Working overtime to fill the role of obnoxiously beautiful motherfucker now that my boy's gone, huh? Oh, come on, no. Shitty must see the way Eric's face crumples at the reminder, because he sets him back on his feet and hugs him even tighter. No sadness on Thanksgiving. There are 5 different pies in this kitchen. What could be sad about that? 6, Eric sniffs, snuggling deeper into Shitty's shoulder. There's one still in the oven, a maple caramel pecan thing that he's thinking of sending to Jack somehow, once he gets the ratios right. It's an NHL nutritionist's worst nightmare, obviously, but Eric's a lot more devious than most people give him credit for, so he's not too fussed about the logistics. Then Shitty gets hit with a running tackle from behind that sends them sprawling to the floor, which means... Lardo, Shitty sighs, sounding altogether too content for somebody trapped in a tangle of limbs under a kitchen table. You don't Skype me enough, bro. I Skype you 2 a day, jackass, she says, and appears to be making herself comfortable, curled up against his chest. Y'all are so sweet, Eric gasps, but I'm gonna need one of you to get your knee and or elbow off my kidney. After dinner, they get wasted on the expensive pinot that Shitty brought and watch Jack's Honda commercial about 12 times. Shitty solemnly pours out a little wine onto the floor the first time Jack appears on screen in tribute. Eric allows it because he's pretty solidly drunk and also the carpet could hardly be made worse than it already is. He's a movie star, Shitty declares, around replay 13, actual tears glistening in his eyes. What a beaut! Look at him, Biddy! Look at him! In his Honda! I'm thankful for the Honda, Eric agrees, gesturing over emphatically. A little wine sloshes onto his fingers and he sucks them into his mouth. I'm thankful for... Jack's face. To
Jack's face! Holster cries, raising his glass.
In a Honda, adds Lardo, her Jack impression still somehow perfect, even after she's demolished most of a bottle by herself. It's a lovely night, but Eric regrets it a tiny bit when he stumbles downstairs early the next morning with a killer hangover and a sugar headache, only to find Jack waiting for him in the kitchen.
Mustache, Eric says inanely.
Jack smiles, slow and simmering, and Eric swears his headache just vanishes.
Hey, Biddle.
Hey, Jack. He feels dizzy. He needs protein, probably.
I have some questions.
Like, how did I get here? I chartered a plane, actually. It was pretty cool. My seat had a footrest.
No, I mean, that is pretty cool. But my main question is...
It's the mustache, isn't it? Jack rubs it self-consciously, and Eric's fingers twitch at his sides.
Do you like it?
Well, I think it's very...
Don't worry. I know it's terrible, Jack says, grinning his I got one over on you, aren't I clever, grin.
You don't have to strain yourself trying to think of nice things to say about it.
Mr. Zimmerman, you are the worst, Eric breathes, and then blames his pre-caffeinated and weakened state for the desperate way in which he hurls himself in Jack's direction.
But why, though? Eric says a few minutes later, still folded securely into Jack's arms, and strongly considering never extricating himself, ever.
Why did I fly back here?
Jack sweeps both big, warm hands all the way up Eric's spine, and then back down again, letting them rest at the waistband of his cupcake print pajama bottoms.
Come on, Biddy. You know.
No, Eric says, his voice low and rough. I didn't... I mean, why the mustache?
Jack chuckles, his nose buried in Eric's hair. You're really not a morning person. I almost forgot that.
You called me Biddy, Eric says.
Jack smells really good,
even though he's been traveling all night. Chartered planes must smell a lot better than commercial ones, he guesses.
I like that, you know.
I flew back here because Shitty texted me a picture of your scalloped potatoes, and I missed you, Jack says.
Biddy.
Eric's heart goes all heavy and aching. He's dying, probably.
Like, missed everyone, you mean? All of us?
Jack pulls back and looks him in the face.
Yes, he says. And you, specifically.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you. Your mustache is so hideous, Eric breathes, before he grabs Jack by the hair and pulls him down into a kiss.
I'm hoping, Eric says an undefinable amount of time later, that I'm not out of line here.
Hmm? Jack has him up on the counter, which is fortunate because Eric's not sure his knees are exactly functional anymore, and he's pressing a random line of gentle, ardent kisses across Eric's throat.
Quoi?
Kissing. Oh, you, Eric clarifies, clutching at the edge of the counter when Jack's teeth drag along his skin. I sort of attacked. Sorry. Jack snorts and hauls him right into the cradle of his hips, hands firm and possessive at the backs of his thighs.
I didn't mind.
Holy hell. Eric swats at his chest half-heartedly, beaming dazedly at the ceiling.
You stop being so sexy, or I'm gonna swoon or something.
You first, Jack mutters against his neck, and that's it. Eric's gonna melt into a pile of warm butter right here on this faux marble countertop.
The mustache.
Eric falls back onto one elbow, tugging Jack with him by the collar of his sweater.
It's really not deterring me as much as I would have thought.
The ad executives at Pepsi disagree, Jack says, skimming his fingers up under Eric's shirt and...
Oh, yes. But also...
Wait. Eric sits up abruptly, cupping Jack's dear, beautiful, ungroomed face between his hands.
Jack... Did you grow a mustache just to make your face less pretty for your corporate sponsors?
Jack's grin is probably the smuggest Eric's ever seen on him.
Well, I grew a mustache for men's health awareness, and coincidentally, Pepsi decided to push back my photo shoot indefinitely.
Sweetheart, Eric says amazed. You are just the worst celebrity. Kiss me some more.
Or alternatively, Shitty yawns from the hallway, you fuckers could get a room so the rest of us can finally have breakfast. No judgment, and I love you both, but you're blocking the coffee pot.
It's considerably harder to say goodbye to Jack this time, even though he leaves behind his still warm jersey for Eric to remember him by, along with the vivid patches of mustache burn on his belly and between his collarbones. I'll call you all the time, Eric says when he's putting him in the taxi. Constantly? You'll be so sick of me.
Promise? Jack leans through the open window and kisses his cheek, which is so adorable that Eric's toes curl in his sneakers. I'll drive down and visit, too, when I'm in Providence. I get great mileage in my Honda. Eric makes an incoherent noise and kisses him one more time, slow and lush, before tilting their foreheads together.
I need you to know, he says tremulously, that the second I'm done mooning over how amazing this morning was, Jack, you are getting chirped within an inch of your life. The end.